This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
I guess a special note, too, for those in Montgomery that want to share this and discuss this. The podcast should be up in about 1:30 today. Then y'all can bounce it around elsewhere on Goat Hill. All right, it is Midday Mobile. I mentioned State Senator Chris Elliott was joining us, and a lot to talk about with him. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Glad to be talking with you yet one more time about this fun project.
Man, this is the gift that keeps on giving. As we are 2 weeks out of the governor's quick letter saying the bridge project was done, it's over. And then you got a letter today from the governor that said what?
Well, it informed me that her appointment to the ATRIP 2 committee was rescinded. And that she was appointing Senator Figures in my stead. And you said we got this letter. This was a letter that I had to request because the first I heard of it was through an online blog that Bill Britt runs, you know, your friend Bill Britt.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently he got it before I did.
Wait a second. You didn't get the letter first?
No.
So the letter that was three long sentences here, telling you were off that, off the ATRIP 2, went out to media first, and then you had to request it.
Well, I think it just went straight to Bill Britt, to be honest with you. I think probably tells you a little bit about that relationship, but that's where it went first. And then I checked with my office to see if they'd received anything, and they said they had just gotten it, but found out from an online blog first.
And maybe you can translate the last part of this, where the governor wishes you success in your future endeavors.
Sean, I think probably only a hand gesture will probably do for that one. I think that's what that says. You know, it's disappointing to hear that. I mean, I remain committed to work with the governor's office on finding a solution that will actually work for this corridor, I mean, and this project. I've been a supporter of finding a realistic solution for this project for 5 years. You and I have been talking about it for probably that long.
Yep.
But it's just disappointing that this was the only solution that ALDOT has spent $60 million taxpayer dollars and does not have a plan B. I mean, that is really unforgivable. And the more we started asking questions, the more frustrated the governor's office and ALDOT became, to the point where the last conversation I had with the governor's office was very unpleasant. They were very unhappy with me. But I told them, you know, guys, I've tried to work with you on this. I've tried to find solutions. You're headed down the wrong path, and I'm afraid that it's just not going to work.
Now, I'm going to ask you this. I've already said it before, but if I don't ask this very obvious question, then somebody online will review this and say, oh, Sean didn't ask. Do you believe that you were removed from the ATRIP committee as a punishment for your opposition to the gold plan full toll project for the Mobile Bay Bridge?
There is no doubt in my mind, and okay. I think that any of your listeners or anybody who's reading about this can tell that's what this is. And listen. It's politics, okay? I'm a big boy. I've got no problem with that. And if that's the way that they want to play, then that's okay. That's their prerogative. Unfortunately, that doesn't move the ball down the field. You know, the governor's office has said time and time again that this is a critical infrastructure need for coastal Alabama and for Alabama as a whole to remain. To remain competitive globally, for Alabama businesses, this is a critical infrastructure need. And unfortunately, this action today doesn't coincide with what the words that they've been saying. It doesn't work. It is disappointing, but it's something that we'll live with. It's probably something that coastal Alabama will live with for some time. And we better get ready for it.
Okay, I'm look at it this way, so people understand what we're. So the ATRIP 2 committee did. What's the purpose of that committee? What's the job?
The ATRIP 2 committee basically hands out essentially grants to local government cities and counties to do projects that are more local in nature but impact or are on state roads. Think okay. turn lanes, roundabouts, things of that nature that may be crucial for a town or a county, but probably not on the state's radar. They are limited to $2 million apiece. There's about $30 million this year, going up to about $50 million once the gas tax is fully implemented. And honestly, it was a good opportunity to make sure that folks in coastal Alabama really got our share of the gas tax money that we send to Montgomery back for needed road projects, you know, in Baldwin and to some extent in Mobile County as well. And the governor saw fit to appoint me to that committee and has decided to rescind that appointment.
Okay. Yeah, I want to point out, too, that how small the voice of Southwest Alabama is in that group. Because John Cooper, we know where he stands. Senator Arthur Orr, North Alabama. Senator Garland Gudger, that's Coleman, right?
Coleman. Yep, good guy.
Representative Bill Poole.
Tuscaloosa.
Steve Klaus. Dale
Ozark.
County. Yeah, Ozark. Dale County. Debbie Woods from up in Northeast Alabama somewhere.
Yep.
ACCA President, Choctaw County Commissioner, Tony Cherry, obviously Choctaw yep. County. So the closest we get, and what's up Choctaw County, but the closest we get is Choctaw County to anybody. These folks are overlooking these projects, and you can see a distinct hole in Southwest Alabama. I mean, you know, you have now your replacement, Senator Figures, one person out of an area that produces, what is it, 30%? Of the revenue?
That's correct.
Yeah, yep. 30% of the revenue. And this was already, it's already tenuous. And now we have somebody who I would imagine would have a harder time, you would think, have a harder time working with the governor on ideas here since they're from a different party. Senator Figures, a Democrat, you're a Republican, but that's your replacement. You were not replaced with another Republican, you were replaced with a Democrat.
Well, and I think that if you look through the other eligible folks that are in the legislature, what will you find, Sean? David Sessions from Grand Bay, vehemently opposed to this project. Jack Williams from North Mobile, opposed to the tolling project. Senator Greg Allbritton, as you well aware, opposed to this project. And I think you'll see that there were folks that were opposed to this project. She may not have had really anywhere else in Southwest Alabama to look.
But this project, you and I talked about this many times, I considered this truly, and I never understood why it was quiet coming from Democrat ranks, because to me, this was a not bipartisan, it was a nonpartisan issue. I talked to folks from every walk of life in my job and my personal life, and I didn't have anybody who was excited about having a toll.
Well, and you're not going to find anybody that's excited about having a toll. And to that point, I will say, you know, I understand that nobody's going to be excited about that. The problem was that this tolling scheme was so egregious. This just wasn't a toll. It was a $6 toll. It wasn't just a $6 toll. It was a $6 toll each way. It wasn't just a $6 toll each way. It had a 50% fee on
yeah,
top
$9.
Of it. It didn't have a transponder that tracked you. Yeah. So it was $9. It wasn't just a $6 toll or a $9 toll for 10 years or 20 years or 30 years or even 40 years, but 50 years, Sean. And it wasn't just that. We had a non-compete. We were going to have a non-compete. ALDOT was to make sure that you didn't improve the causeway or the Cochrane Causeway or the Cochrane Afrikan Bridge, to make sure that people would be driven to get on this toll facility. And it was going to be operated by a P3 concessionaire from somewhere else. And oh, by the way, we're going to have all the maintenance for the next 55 years rolled up into this project, and we're going to prepay for all of that. It just got to the point where every time a new detail came out, it became more and more clear that this was bad for my constituents, bad for coastal Alabama, and it absolutely was the right decision to say, I am withdrawing my support for this project.
All right. So if and we're running the break here, but I want to get a before we go to the break, you're replaced, and you said, well, because maybe Governor Ivey couldn't find anybody else who was either neutral or pro-toll in the Republican ranks from down here. But if it is that you oppose the governor and you get punished for it, do you remember your fellow Senator Figures' vote on the gas tax? Where was that?
She voted against that.
Okay, that was a signature thing for the governor, right?
It was, uh-huh. and my understanding was that earned her the red mark in the governor's office. You know, we heard during the gas tax votes, you get red marks or green marks and green dots. And if you don't get a green dot, there's going to be, you know, ramifications and repercussions. Well, I guess my dot has moved from green to red, I assume.
If you don't get a green dot, sometimes you get nominated to replace somebody at A-Trip. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, online at fmtalk1065.com. Continuing our conversation with State Senator Chris Elliott, one-time member of the A-Trip 2 committee. Now, he's got a little extra time on his hands. Sorry.
We've got 11 different committees left, but I will tell you, it's got to be the shortest appointment.
You were off and replaced by Senator Figures. You know, I wondered this. When the punishments are going to be doled out, as they are now, for opposition to the full freight toll on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project, when those punishments are doled out and they're coming to our representatives, our senators, in like your case, people need to realize in a representative republic that punishment is coming to us, we the people of those districts. That's who's getting the punishment.
Well, it is, and I hope that my constituents understand, I think they do, that I'm going to vigorously represent them regardless of what the ramifications are in Montgomery. My job is to represent the people of South Alabama and Baldwin County, and that is exactly what I'm going to do, regardless of what it means for, you know, my political appointments in Montgomery. There's no question about that.
Hey, from the text line here, John asks, does this mean Senator Figures favors a toll? Do you have any idea on that?
I don't know. That's something you should ask Senator Figures. I have not heard a position publicly from her one way or the other.
Now, okay, what about this? Do you think they come back and I know there's a difference between A-Trip 2 and the bridge project, but do you have any feeling that they're going to try to take another bite at this apple? The governor said it was dead. The governor paraded around projects in Birmingham last week showing, you know, all this great money spent, which if people didn't catch that, you know, the governor was doing what, a photo op up there in Birmingham?
Yes, that was a nanny-nanny-boo-boo moment.
Yeah, it's pretty mature stuff coming out of Montgomery. So, with that being said, do you think they try to take another bite at this apple? I mean, there's those of us, and I think you've carried that message. I get so frustrated when I hear from Montgomery, from ALDOT, that either you want the plan that they took, that they brought to us, or you don't want a bridge and you're some kind of Luddite. And I say, wait, there's lots of us, the overwhelming majority of people, that are saying, hey, we want infrastructure work. We just don't want that toll you were talking about. We're not saying we don't need work down here. It's obvious we do.
Well, it is obviously we do, but to go into a project like this with no budget, to go into a project like this with no funding source identified other than this toll, an amount which you haven't really contemplated until you get really close to the end of the project, time to put out RFPs, it's just the wrong way to execute things. We need to find out what we can afford. We need to find out what the commitment level is going to be from the governor's office to fund whatever it is we can't afford. And then we need to figure out how we're going to go implement that. I mean, that to me is a no-brainer, fiscal conservative way to operate. And I think that's what we need to do moving forward is figure out what solutions can we find that are affordable. We need to work with our federal partners. I've been on the phone with them, you know, over the last week or so trying to figure out how do we move this forward. But I'm disappointed in the tone really coming out of the governor's office or frankly the radio silence coming out of the governor's office when it comes directly to me about how to find a solution to this. Listen, I've been supportive. You and I have talked about this, what'd you say the other time, 87 times, so I guess this makes 88. About this project. It's an important project. We need a partner in the governor's office to make it work, but that doesn't mean we're just going to take anything. That doesn't mean we're going to let them saddle us with a toll for 55 years that's going to cost $10 billion over the life of the project. It's not fair. It wouldn't be representing the folks of Baldwin County if I was to be supportive of it. And like I said, if that means there are ramifications from an appointment to a committee in Montgomery, then so be it.
Yeah, I want to get a couple things here. Number one, that just from my perspective, when it first came out, that they were talking tolls back in January, they said that it would be on the Wallace and the bridge, and it would be $6. And then we found out it would be $9 with the surcharge, the convenience fee, and all that. I thought that that was, to be frank with you, looking at this like I look at other things, I thought that was their opening ask, right? And there would be a negotiation between nothing and $6 to $9, and that would be the reality where we came. Because I'm looking at this. Senator Elliott, I'm looking at this. Ben says, Chris Elliott sponsored the bill in the support of the P3. And you and I talked about, yeah, that's wrong. I want you to talk about that and talk about what you did support. So people, because this keeps getting thrown out there, and I want you, because you did vote for a tax rebate system, but that, explain all that.
Well, that bill was a tax credit bill that would have treated P3s, if the governor decided to go forward with this project, it would have treated the P3s just like any other large state infrastructure project and exempt them from state taxes. Failing that, they would have had to pay state taxes on top of this, most of which would have gone to the rest of the state, as we know how this works down here, right?
Right.
So the goal was to exempt them from the taxes just like every other ALDOT project, so we could be on equal footing if the governor decided to go forward with this, and to lower the cost by ALDOT's estimates of this project by $200 million. That bill, if the governor had moved forward over our objections and we weren't able to keep her from doing it, which thankfully we were, that bill would have saved $200 million. It has not just been misunderstood by, you said it was Ben, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But also by Lanyap and by the Alabama Political Reporter, both of whom have printed retractions saying that's not what, that this bill did not enable P3s. So I appreciate the opportunity to clear that up, but that is absolutely not what the bill did. It's a false narrative to say so.
All right. So and I go back and I wonder what happens here if we take another bite of this apple, maybe in 3 years or whatever. Is there a reality where you could do something in between the two extremes? I'm still a no-toll person, but I also am somebody who realizes how compromise and negotiation happens. And I didn't see that from ALDOT. They shouldn't be upset that there was zero compromise from the other side, because they gave no compromise themselves. I wonder if down the road that changes.
And that was the issue. I mean, you said, hey, are they going to come back with something lower? Hey, are they going to compromise on this? As we continued to move through this process, we were told that no build was still an option, right?
Yep.
You kept hearing about that. And then the option of no build went away, and I went, uh-oh, I am seeing what's about to happen here. They are pushing forward with this. They're not worried about lowering a toll. They're not worried about phasing this project. They're not worried about a no-toll solution. They're moving ahead with this, and no build really is not an option anymore. They've taken it off the table. Early assurances that they were going to diversify the toll authority so that you'd have some voices from South Alabama. That never materialized. There are things that were promised throughout this process to say, hey, look, let's get it a little bit further down the road. Let's get it a little bit further down the road, that were made to me and others that never materialized. And I think, Sean, that's exactly why you saw the Eastern Shore MPO say, we are the last line of defense, and we are pulling the plug on this, because we don't trust that you'll listen to us anymore, because you hadn't been listening so far.
All right, running out of time for today, but I know we'll talk about this again in the future. The what's next? What is next on your radar? Anything here in 30 seconds? What's next?
Well, we've got the Joint Transportation Committee meeting coming up here soon. That'll be held in Montgomery. I'm fortunate to still have the Lieutenant Governor's support to serve on that very important committee that reviews and consents to ALDOT's state transportation plan and spending plan. That will be getting reviewed, of course, by that Joint Transportation Committee. So that work continues. And, Sean, regardless, I'll continue to work to try to find a way to alleviate our very real problem we have here. I just wish the governor was willing to do so as well.
There he is, State Senator Chris Elliott. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Sean.